The order of events is almost always the same after a mass shooting in the United States. People go to the place where the shooting happened. The mourners cry or stand silently. They leave flowers, balloons, or messages. Many Americans watch television reports about the shooting. Later, politicians call for strong laws to prevent individuals with mental problems from using guns. Earlier this year, CNN invited President Barack Obama to appear on a special television program on gun violence. During the program, a law enforcement official told the president that gun violence would not end until criminals and those with mental illness obey gun ownership laws. Many political leaders link shooting deaths to mental illness. The president proposed a $500 million plan to expand mental health treatment programs in an effort to limit mass shootings and gun violence. Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, said, "We have seen consistently that an underlying cause of these attacks has been mental illness, and we should look at ways to address this problem." But researchers say people with mental problems, including schizophrenia and severe depression, are no more likely to use a gun to kill others than anyone else. Beth McGinty is an assistant professor at the Johns Hopkins University School of Public Health in Maryland. She recently completed a study that found most people with mental illness in the U.S. are not violent toward others. Her study also found that mental illness is not a cause of most gun violence in the U.S. McGinty told VOA that even if we had a perfect mental health system that treated everyone when they needed it and gave them effective treatment, we would probably only prevent between 3 to 5% of gun violence, and 95 to 97% of gun violence would remain untouched. She added that we have good studies showing that news media reports about mental illness really focus on rare acts of violence, often very high-profile acts of violence like mass shootings committed by people with serious mental illness. McGinty says, whenever there is a mass shooting, officials and reporters look for evidence that the shooter had a mental problem. She notes, violence helps sell newspapers, and so that's often what gets focused on. Experts say, when shootings are blamed on mental illness, people do not think about other possible causes for the attack. Paul Gianfrido is president of Mental Health America, a group that helps people with mental problems. He says, if we don't automatically think mental illness, it would give us the opportunity to think about some other things as the cause of mass shootings. Gianfrido and McGinty say the belief that mental illness is linked to gun violence hurts the image of those who suffer from these disorders, and, they say, it makes it more difficult for people with such illnesses to be treated. Experts believe there has not been enough research on the causes of gun violence. They believe it should be studied as a public health threat so gun deaths can be prevented, or at least reduced. I'm Mernush Karimian-Ainsworth.